St. Patrick's Farm. Welcome. We've read the original submission, which I'm sure you've heard me say many times this afternoon. You don't need to read that to us, but I see you've tabled some extra material.
Yep.
So you're happy just to lead us through that?
Yep. Great, so, thanks for having me. My name's Dave Fulmore. I'm a farm with my wife, Melissa, at St. Patrick's, which is halfway between Belcher and Lumsden, for those who don't know. It property comprises of 440 hectares at the stage. To give a bit of background, we're mixed cropping with sheep, some dairy grazing, a bit of contracting, and mainly predominantly cereals with some peas, etc. So we're in the upper Waimea stream area. We have it passing through the western area. We also have a series of minor watercourses contributing to the flow of the Waimea. It sits midway between the Environment South and Stream sample sites W1 and W3 and has an Environment South and surface water bore E44/0035 adjacent and downstream to our boundary. Our farm has been designated as having four physiographic zones. In principle, we do support the concept of reducing nutrient and chemical imports and maintaining low discharges to the air and water, land and water. Our aim is for our family to grow up in a safe rural environment. To this end, I say that some of my initial concerns prompting my submission in July 2016 have been somewhat resolved after reviewing the 42A track report outlining additional recommendations and deletions. So you might get to knock off early. If these are adopted as official, it would greatly assist in the implementation of the amended plan. Some commentary on more submission. Physiographic zones. I believe these are a good first assessment, but not yet precise enough to allow for their use as a legal and binding document. Could they be set up similarly to Acts of Parliament, i.e. as accompanying regulations empowered by the plan, and that thus would give us ability to have zones which we believe to be incorrect, as in our case, reassessed. And in our case, it's only a very small amount, but it could make a large difference to our business. This would allow easy changes as required by future research without litigating the main principles of the plan each time discoveries are made. Treat them as developing and improving and an improving entity for achieving best practice concepts and environmental management plans. Rule 13 tile drains, which was in my original submission. The amendment to this to identify only the outlets of existing networks, I believe, is a good compromise. Although in some circumstances we need some leniency in the form of discharges, this is sort of regarding any discoloration at times. We believe that with winter grazing, there is inevitably going to be some discoloration at times, but in general there will be normally nil. Rule 14, fertiliser application, we believe this has been adequately amended as well. Rule 20 and 23, the amendments now clarify the requirements and make them easier to implement. However, these rules do have an impact on the farm environmental management plan. It would seem that no nutrient budget is required in section 4 of Appendix N, where this is less than 20 hectares of intensive winter grazing, Our question is, does this contradict this by requiring a nutrient budget every 3 years? My other comment in relation to zones and apparent risk associated with intensive cropping is as follows. The history of our farm is to grow around 25 to 35 hectares of winter crop every year without any evidence of significant groundwater effect. I refer to the Environment South and Technical Reports on groundwater quality showing recent history for our area from 2002 to 2010 as being well low and well below the maximum allowable values for nitrate nitrogen for that period. This chart covers surface water bore samples and the stream samples are also low. Where this evidence base exists, what allowances can be built into the system for medium to large land holdings to be given dispensational reward of an extra, say, 5 to 10 hectares of winter crop as a recognition of good behaviours and waive the nutrient budget in favour of best practice planning. It also required some clarification around the distance of from fenced off water eyes. If we can prove low or nil risk of discharge into a situation over 9 degrees, can we then carry on with our activity? In conclusion, it was about this time last year we did our farm environment plan. Dave Connor actually helped us do this, and we found it to be a rather painless exercise, to be fair, and I learned a lot from it, and I actually thought it was a very positive thing to do. I think a lot of the recommendations in this plan, if we can work in with this, with these guys, is a more practical base, on a year-on-year base as our plan going forward, as opposed to having exacting limits on how far away we can be from a ditch or a stream. And also opposed to the degrees of slope, because you know you might have one paddock that's generally a lower slope that may have a wee pinch in it. I feel it sort of needs to be on a practical base. So if we can have one of these guys come around and say, right, yes, it does have a certain amount of a bit of slope in it, but it's low risk. There's no A lot of what we winter graze on is rolling with cows, is the rolling areas. They're in the darker colours there, sort of on the Longridge and hillier areas. And those areas we have virtually no runoff on, as opposed to on the flats where I don't actually have any, well, we keep cows right off because it's just too hard on the ground. So that's where I found Dave Connor. He actually did mine. I found that he was down to earth, and as long as we can keep this within those parameters, I feel it's doable. That's about all I had to say. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Let's see if we have questions for you, Lloyd.
Thank you, Mr. Tim. I just want to go to the chart you supplied and just clarify if I got this right. D440035 is actually the bottom line there, is that correct?
Yeah, so that's us there.
That's the very bottom line.
Yep.
And what catchment, is that totally from your property, or how much of your property is it?
No, this is, I think, staying above and below, is that correct?
Miles of 3K's in the Solomon's property, on the Waimea Street.
Okay, thank you.
I'm good, thanks.
No questions, thanks.
Well, let's just go back to that chart then. So some of these lines are not actually on the map, like E460156, then that's not on the map, it's somewhere else, is that right? And 0011 doesn't seem to be there either, is that not just my eyes?
No.
Yeah, if you can clarify, that's fine.
Yes, it's from an Environment Southland report.
Right.
A report on monitoring of various parts of Southland.
Yes.
Two of those reports are relevant to today's farm. And it was to demonstrate that the level of nitrate over a 10-year period from this farming operation is about not as low as it gets in the month of June.
Right.
Maybe he can get this some dispensation because of the evidence.
Right, so just the question before was that E440035, that's the red one on the bottom, that's from your place upstream, or is that upstream and downstream, or just one bore?
It's above the envelope.
The bore is immediately adjacent to the property on the other side of the state highway.
And the other one that's there, 0008, that's not on your place, that's further away.
I don't believe so.
That's to the east of Balfour by Watson's.
E44008.
E44008, yeah.
That's what I mentioned.
Yeah, it looks like it's to the east of Balfour. I can see it there, so I'm just checking that's not on your place.
Oh, sorry. E44. Standing on, can't you?
No, it's south of your property, so it's downstream of your property.
Downstream.
Could you say that your place was having an effect on that, or could you?
Well, if we're having an effect, the levels would be higher further down.
Yeah.
Constantly low.
That's the one that's sort of, that blue one, that's sort of climbing from 5 to 6 up to around about 8 or 8 to 9.
Correct, yep.
Okay, that's good. Thanks very much.
And thank you, Mr. Fillmore. Thanks for coming in. I don't have any questions, but thank you very much for taking the time to look at the 42A report and let us know what you think about that. That's quite helpful, so thank you for doing that.
Yeah, well, it certainly clarified a lot of the issues. So
that's excellent.
That's why you didn't need to listen to me or forward too much longer.
All right, that's the end of today's submissions. We reconvene at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning.